This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, with me Tan Chung Han and Joyce Goh. Now, the Malaysian government has just announced that the GST will be zero-rated starting the 1st of June. On the line, we have Khun Goh, head of Asia Research for ANZ Research, on some of the possible economic implications of this move. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Khun Goh. I want to ask you, with the expected foregone revenue from this zero-rated GST starting in 2 weeks, what do you think is going to do to Malaysia's fiscal consolidation agenda?
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. The removal of GST will cost about 45 billion ringgit. That's our estimate of how much it would have collected for the full year. Now, Pakatan Harapan in their manifesto has stated that they will replace it by reintroducing the old SST, the sales and services tax. So that will help to offset some of the costs. We estimate that bringing the SST back would probably raise about 23 billion ringgit. But that still leaves a bit of a shortfall of 22 billion ringgit that needs to be covered either through tax increases or through cuts in government expenditure.
If the purpose of the removal of the GST, at least in the campaign, was to reduce the cost of living, to alleviate the pressures on the B40, and maybe even reduce the cost of household items, will the replacement of the GST, now we have a zero-rated GST, but then if you put the SST back on, what does it do to prices of goods?
We can still expect prices overall to fall even with the replacement of SST, and that's because GST is a very broad-based tax. It's tax on final consumption, and all consumers, regardless of income, has to pay for it. The SST is somewhat narrow. It's rated not at the final consumer level, except for the services tax, but at the production level. So we can expect price declines generally, and we should see that impact coming in quite immediately once the zero rate comes into force on the 1st of June.
Well, even with the higher oil prices and the expected reinstatement of the SST, will that be enough to allay concerns around Malaysia's fiscal position?
Well, the higher oil prices is coming at a good time for the new government. It's set to deliver them additional revenue, which previously wasn't banked on. Budget 2018, which was tabled by the previous administration, had assumed an oil price of $52 a barrel in Brent terms. We're currently well above that. So that will provide the new administration with some flexibility. But I think they'll still need to look at some trimming back of government expenditure in order to maintain the fiscal consolidation path and to keep the fiscal deficit around 3% of GDP or better.
Hey, Khun. All right. So when this SST gets reinstated, which could result in this one-time price adjustment, that doesn't mean that inflation goes away, right? So what are some other inflationary pressures that are still at play here?
Well, the biggest one is really oil prices. What we have noticed is that since late March, petrol prices in Malaysia has been maintained at the current rate. The RON 95 is at 220. And that's despite the large rise in oil prices and some weakening in the ringgit. So already, the government has had to increase their subsidy expenditure for fuel since end of March. And with the new administration now indicating that they want to maintain petrol prices at the current rates, I think that suggests we could be in for further fuel subsidy expenditure as well. The positive is that it's going to help to keep headline inflation lower for the time being and defray some of the inflationary impact that's hitting other economies at this point in time. I think for now that is the main source of inflationary pressure that I can see in the system.
All right, so oil prices, that would imply it's cost push. But what about on the demand pool side? Because part of the Pakatan Manifesto is to raise the average income levels here in Malaysia. Could we see a transition from more cost push to more demand pool or even wage cost pool inflation?
in order for demand pull inflation to really come true, we need to see very strong economic growth, higher and rising wage growth. Now, in terms of economic growth, certainly the Malaysian economy has performed very strongly last year, and our expectations is for a continuation of robust growth of about 5.5% this year. But we haven't really seen a huge, meaningful pickup in wages. Now, that's not isolated to Malaysia's case. We're seeing a lack of wages globally as well, you know, in economies with strong growth. So until we see a more meaningful increase in wages and income, I think the demand pull nature on inflation is not going to rear its head anytime soon.
Kun, what are you looking out for from this new administration in terms of economic policies, maybe even specifically fiscal policies?
The main thing that I and I guess the markets will be looking out for is how is it that the government will look to balance the budget. We know that the removal of GST is now policy. It will come into force on the 1st of June. But there hasn't been any indication of when the SST is going to come in. So as far as we know, the loss in GST revenue is going to be almost immediate with no indication of the timing of possible offsets at this point in time. So what we want to see is how much realistically can expenditure be trimmed back. Also, what do they have planned for development expenditure, particularly given that all the mega projects are now being reviewed. We want to know whether there's going to be any delays or cancellations on those front, because that could have an impact not only on the fiscal position, but also on economic activity as well in terms of infrastructure investment.
Kun, we're expecting first quarter GDP data later today. So what are your expectations for this?
Yeah, I think Malaysian economy, we believe, has continued to grow quite robustly. We're looking for year-on-year growth of 5.6% when the numbers come out later today.
Thank you very much, Kun. That was Kun Goh, Head of Asia Research for ANZ Research. We'll be back with more news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.